City Councilor Don Koenigs asked for the work session Monday to discuss several issues, including the site plan for the new library building. Koenigs wanted to keep open the possibility of extending Ira 2 Street to access private property owned by Harold and Chris Madalyn.
I don't think that this is reasonable access on that very tiny corner for the Madalyns to access their property and develop their property. So my thinking is that this road should be remain open.
Koenigs and the council back in November approved the site plan for the building, which already reflects concerns from neighboring property owners. That's after the library board and architects in 2010 agreed to shift the building out of the undeveloped right-of-way to keep the possibility open for future access to the land. The plan calls for only the exit road from the proposed library parking lot to extend into the Ira 2 right-of-way. The city's community development director, Leah Luzak, wrote a memo to the city council earlier this month saying that the private property can be accessed from Birch Street instead. Luzak wrote that driveway access through either the First Street or Ira 2 right-of-ways would not likely be granted as it would negatively impact the new library building. That decision would require approvals from the city's planning commission and a future city council. Councilor Rick Braun, who works as a surveyor, pointed out that the slope of the land also made access difficult.
Access to this lower lot, the Madalyn lot, from this street is not realistic. They really would have to do a lot of excavation. Start building a ramp starting about here to get down there. And a much better access is from Birch Street.
Monday's work session was only a discussion of the issue, and the council made no decisions. Council members also asked about snow removal and fire access at the site. Koenigs suggested that the building plan should be checked for possible conflicts between mechanical and electrical systems and the structural design. He also wanted to know how the new library project was to be managed during construction and said he preferred to hire a project manager. The city has been advertising to hire an on-site construction administrator since December 1st, and there's a January 23rd deadline to apply for that spot. The work session covered a wide variety of other topics as well, including what kind of monthly financial statements that councilors wanted from city staff. And in other suggestions, Koenigs said he wanted the city to consider adopting priority budgeting and suggested switching the timing of the city's fiscal year, as well as investigating the possibilities for contracting out some city services to the private sector. The council also discussed the money that could be left over after construction of the fire hall is complete. The state-funded project may have as much as $1 million unspent even after the city buys new air packs for the firefighters and upgrades the fiber optic connection to the building. Councilors have talked about using the money for other projects, such as a new police station, and city officials met with State Senator Bert Stedman this month to ask about the possibility of reallocating the money. City Manager Steve Giesbrecht said it is a possibility, but Giesbrecht said Stedman suggested spending that money on other fire department purchases while seeking additional money for the police station repair or replacement.
He also said that he couldn't help us this year because we don't have estimates yet on what the police building in jail is going to cost. I've tried to take some steps to see if we can get that information sooner so that we could get it prior to this session being ended and get that to him. There's no promises by anybody that he could fund it, but we'd have a much better chance while Senator Stedman is representing us to have him help us with that, which is this session, not next.
Stedman is co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee and helps draft the state's capital budget. However, new legislative districts on tap for next year mean Petersburg will be represented by Juneau Senator Dennis Egan. He's also a member of that budget writing committee. Giesbrecht has asked an engineer to look at the existing police station for an estimate on repairing the failing building. And Fire Chief Jared Cook wanted the council to wait on transferring the money until after the department had moved into and used the new structure.
I would like 6 months. It may be less. I don't know. And I don't know. My understanding is we have this money for a few years to come. So I would rather see us take the right precautions than just turn it loose. And the other concern I have is whether we may need it for certain aspects of the Scow Bay station, because I'm hearing rumors that there's plans afoot to move things around out there that may affect our ability to use the train tower there and or even the building.
The city's Scow Bay land is a possibility for vessel servicing and a haul-out yard that has yet to be funded. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.